Against all the odds, leaders of the European Union emerged from last week's summit with an agreement on a new treaty to govern the 27-member bloc. The reform treaty, as it's called, will replace the moribund EU constitution rejected by French and Dutch voters in 2005. Czech leaders have hailed what they see as the death and burial of the constitution as a great success, but the new document encapsulates many, if not most, of the constitution's original features. So, is the treaty really a triumph for the Czech Republic? Rob Cameron has been speaking to Tomáš Sedláček, chief economic strategist of the Czech bank ČSOB.
Well, it was an important summit. I would say that it was one of the most important events that took place after the enlargement of the EU in May 2004. You know, the question was, can EU function with 27 very, very different members? And the weekend was a proof that, yes, we can function, not as quickly as everybody would imagine, but we can function together and we can move forward as united Europe.
If you look at the reaction of the Czech leaders, they've described it as a great success. So the Prime Minister, Mirek Topolánek, said it was a very, very successful outcome. The President, Václav Klaus, says the summit proved that the runaway train of EU integration can be slowed down and even changed direction. The country's Deputy Prime Minister, Alexandra Vondra, said the abandonment of the constitution was a breakthrough. Is it really those things, though?
Well, the miracle about the weekend was that every politician, or almost every politician that came back from the summit, goes home with, you know, the message, this was a victory, this was good news to our country, and 27 members could come back to their respective countries with the position, we have won something. When it comes to Czech position, this government chooses to be Euro-skeptic or Euro-cautious or Euro-careful. So for them, it was an interpretation that they managed to slow down the train, as they say. But in fact, the train was standing in one spot and now it started moving. So, of course, there are many ways how to look at it. One way is to look, the train has slowed down. I would look on it from the perspective that the train has actually gained momentum and started moving.
Right, but if you look at the destination of that train, I mean, again, many or indeed most of the features of the original hated, despised EU constitution are present in this reform treaty, like the system of double majority voting that was opposed so viciously by Poland with the backing of the Czech Republic. That system has merely been delayed, not abandoned. Is it still then a success for small new members like the Czech Republic?
What happened 3 years ago, in my opinion, is that the European countries took upon themselves too heavy a burden in a very short period of time. We had the euro introduction as a single European currency in 2001. Then in 2004, we had the largest enlargement in the history of EU with a completely different set of historical and geographical and also economical countries. And then 1 year later was supposed to come the ratification of an EU treaty. And these three steps seem to have been too much, and then they brought about this fatigue that, you know, it's going out of control, it's going too fast. Now, what has happened over the weekend was we have the same destination, but we want to take a slower pace.
Tomáš Sedláček, chief economic strategist of the Czech bank ČSOB, speaking to Rob Cameron.